There's also a nice reception here last night for Shambhihari, who looks like he won the marathon. He started early. He was only supposed to, and he was supposed to come back just a little after I'd come back from India, but he was doing so well, I encouraged him to stay out and win, and I think that he did. And he's one of our top Sankirtan devotees here, actually Sankirtan leader for the Eger temple, Yatra. And so when he came back around 5:30 or something like that, and Indivara and Media, they had like confetti and flower petals and blowing horns, and they had the birthday hat, and also champagne, apple champagne, non-alcoholic, of course, that they gave him. So I got one of those as well in the evening. So the devotees who were here, we did that, and then I read them a whole slew of blonde jokes, and we got a little carried away laughing, and it was a nice Christmas Eve. I have to get back to what the lecture was about, but let me just tell a couple of jokes. Some of these blonde jokes, they're really good. Okay, one of them is that two blondes are going to Disneyland, and they see a sign that says Disneyland left, and so they started crying and turned around and went home. I think you can get that because they think that Disneyland had left. Not that it was turned left, but it was left. The other one a blonde who's dyed her hair red, and she went to the doctor with complaint that every part of her body hurt, and the doctor said that's impossible. He said show me. So she presses her elbow and starts to scream, and she presses her knee and she starts to scream, and she presses her back and she starts to scream, and her shoulder. And the doctor said, listen, ma'am, do you dye your hair? I said, yeah. I said, are you blonde? He said, yeah. He said, I know what's wrong with you. She says, what? He says, you've broken your finger. And here's another one. There's a blonde comes to a river in the park, and she sees there's another blonde on the other side, and she calls over. He says, how do I get to the other side? And the other blonde looks around, turn left to right, and she says, you are on the other side. And here's the last one, which is the best one. It's the blonde joke to beat all blonde jokes. One girl went to visit her blonde girlfriend who just gotten two new dogs. And she says, what are the dogs' names? And she says, one's name is Rolex, and the other one is Timex. And the other girl says, that's ridiculous. How can you call dogs Rolex and Timex? He says, because they're watchdogs. Okay, back to class. The class is, as I mentioned, about Krishna and Dwarka. And yes, I was speaking about how Sankirtan devotees always put this question of how to continue the marathon. And physically speaking, it's not really possible because devotees really, really, really go out. I mean, when I gave class, they were really drawn faces. Devotees looked really tired. And but what is really the spirit of the marathon? The spirit of the marathon is that you just keep going, whether it's hot, it's cold, things are, you get getting results, you aren't getting results, you're moved on, whatever circumstance you find yourself in, you just keep going, you don't stop. And really, that's the essential spirit. If we can keep that spirit throughout the year, in our services, in our ashram, all kinds of difficulties that we meet with. It may not be the police who are not nice to us. It may be devotees who aren't nice to us. It may be that we're cold in the temple instead of being cold outside. It may be that circumstances aren't the way we expect them to be in our relationships with devotees, whatever. But whatever our service is, whatever our varna is, whatever our ashram is, we just keep going. We don't stop. Mamchayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogina sevati. That's really marathon, this avyabhicharini bhakti. Unceasing, unbreaking devotional service. One just continues to serve and serve and serve and doesn't stop. Sagunan samatitaita. That devotee actually comes, is really in the marathon, and he comes to transcend the modes of material nature, and such devotees become very, very dear to Krishna. Yes, Krishna says he's very, very dear to me. For devotees who are thinking like that, and a lot of devotees do think like that, marathon can continue all year round, and it doesn't have to be out on Sankirtan. It can be in the deity department. It can be while you're in working and contributing to Krishna consciousness in whatever way that you do. Just don't stop. Don't change. Don't look for some alternatives to decrease the suffering or get away from whatever it is that we want to get away from, doing some kind of artificial renunciation. Just continue on with service, with chanting Hare Krishna. Never give up on the association of Vaishnavas, even though sometimes it may be pleasant, it may be difficult, and the result or the reward will come. Yes, Krishna, the result and reward is what? Is that Krishna actually accepts us as his own servant and own associate. I give the example of the queens. They're not ordinary people. In order to become Krishna's wife, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to go through all types of ordeal by fire, and ultimately, you have to convince Krishna. You have to have convinced him that you're reliable under all circumstances and all conditions, and you never change, because that's what Krishna's associates are like in the spiritual world. Whatever difficulty they're in, whether there's demons or whatever reverses are there, vipada shantatasha shat, they continue. They don't stop. If we can convince Krishna of that, not just during the marathon, but all year round, during this lifetime, then Krishna will accept us. And in the same way that we come back home at the end of the marathon, and it's such a very blissful experience to see the other devotees, to see the deities, that feeling of achievement by having actually completed something, then it will also be like that. We came to Krishna consciousness, we took a vows, we made a commitment. And that sense of achievement that when you've stuck it out throughout all of your life, it will reap its reward. And in the way that we're greeted by the devotees, in that same way we'll be greeted by Krishna and Krishna's associates, and we'll be able to enter into the transcendental association of Krishna and Krishna's followers. That's how, in my humble opinion, the marathon spirit continues throughout the year. Hare Krishna.